Well, happy day to you. This is David Robert Jones with the Awaken Engage podcast. Today's episode, As Self Falls Away. What do you do when you've been impressive all of your life? Or at least you thought you were, but now you're not anymore. What do you do when you simply can't act like you have it together anymore? What do you do when your sense of self is stripped away from you? What do you do when you realize that you're not the person you thought other people thought you were? What value have you when you're not who you thought you were? When you're no longer doing the work that gave you a sense of value? And these are the questions that haunt me these days. Maybe it's because I'm turning 40 in a couple of months. Maybe it's because I still can't use a computer and I've lost connection to a career and corresponding lifestyle and relationships that I spent over a decade building. Maybe it's because I just sat down with our tax guy and am reminded that I don't bring in 6 digits of income anymore, let alone 1 digit. That I have some ideas about business opportunities, but it's all still pretty damned vague. Right now, in this moment, in this very long season of moments, something very bittersweet has happened. I can no longer hang my identity on the hooks of the well-built coat rack that I spent a life building. In fact, I can't even think of what it is I might be hanging up. Now, all of this might seem terribly depressing, nothing sweet in the bitterness, and there certainly are times when the depression hangs on. But I can't really be unhappy about all of this. I can when I try to hold on to the past and my sense of who I was. But in the moment, when I am a human being, I feel a sense of peace that passes over the thinking mind. It quiets the thinking mind. Now the thinking mind comes along and says, "Hey, who do you think you are? Are you nuts? Your life is falling apart as you knew it. You should be really anxious and stressed out right now. Things are not going as planned." But in reality, those thoughts aren't real. They're not true. They're just thoughts. And they're all connected to my sense of self, my ego, that would very much like to be in control again. Not real control, but at least have the illusion of control. And instead, the ego is learning how to be but a part of this human being that I am. It informs, sometimes complains, seeks to illuminate, spurs on, encourages. But it really doesn't rule much anymore. All really is well. It always is. It always has been. It always will be. As self begins to fall away, we start to know that this is true. We know that we have the appropriate response to every situation. We will know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it when we take the time to nurture ourselves as human beings. So, here's to being a human being today and to finding your sense of worth that probably has very little to do with what you think it did. I hope you have a wonder-filled day, fully present, and fully alive.